Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. You know the Mona Lisa. You've seen her image countless times. But how did she come to be considered such a masterpiece? Art is, after all, a subjective experience. Yet the world is seemingly unanimously obsessed with the Mona Lisa. So why is she such a big deal? First things first. Yes, Mona Lisa was a real person. And while scholars have debated who that person was for centuries, most believe the seated subject of Leonardo da Vinci's famous work was the Mona, or Madame, Lisa Gherardini del Giocondo, also known as La Gioconda. This Florentine lady's wealthy silk merchant husband may have commissioned the portrait to celebrate the impending birth of their child, but for some unexplained reason, the Giocondo family never actually came into possession of the painting. The pregnancy theory does add up, though, if you believe scholars who speculate that the subject's sly smile and loose clothing are a nod to motherhood on the horizon. And most historians agree that Da Vinci started the painting around 1503 and continued to work on it for about 4 years. Beauty may be in the eye of the beholder, but Da Vinci's painting includes some revolutionary techniques that make it technically impressive. The style of the painting in itself is the most famous example of Da Vinci's signature sfumato method, which blends colors and tones in a soft, shaded way without hard lines or borders. A sfumare is an Italian word for shading off or fading out, and fumare means smoke. Da Vinci incorporated another pioneering technique into his creation, the integration of an imaginary landscape and the use of aerial perspective. Mona Lisa is seated in an open space, with decidedly nonspecific mountains, bridges, and winding paths behind her in the distance. This dreamy landscape is a departure from the realistic backgrounds that artists of the time painted into their portraits, and many have associated the serene natural elements and the subject's calm expression with a greater commentary on the human connection to nature. The Mona Lisa is also one of the earliest examples of an Italian portrait portraying a subject at half length. That is, the arms and hands are displayed, but the frame extends below them, and she's sitting in a chair. And, of course, there's that iconic, if slightly creepy, characteristic of Mona Lisa's eyes seemingly following the viewer wherever they go. This weirdly intimate attribute is a result of Da Vinci's mastery of shadows and light, and while he wasn't the first one to implement the technique, many people refer to the illusion as the Mona Lisa effect. While the Mona Lisa definitely has a lot going on for her in the way of artistic skill level, thematic complexity, and unique presentation, she definitely developed the majority of her fan following after an infamous incident at the Louvre. On August 21st of 1911, three young Italian handymen slipped out of the side entrance of the famous French museum with the Mona Lisa in tow. The fact that it took 26 hours for anyone to notice she was missing perhaps speaks to the low level of fame that the painting had up until that point. Even though Da Vinci had created the piece in the early 1500s, critics didn't really take notice until the 1860s. And even then, the positive accolades were few and far between, and exclusively within the art world itself. But once the portrait went missing, the world took notice in a major way. Newspapers all over the world printed headlines about its disappearance, and people started concocting all kinds of conspiracy theories about the likely robbers. American tycoon J.P. Morgan and famed artist Pablo Picasso were both considered suspects. The Louvre shut down for a week, and when it reopened its doors, scores of people flocked to the museum to see the mark of shame, that is, the empty spot on the wall, for themselves. It took 28 months for the lead thief to attempt a resale of this stolen merchandise, and an art gallery owner quickly confirmed the item's authenticity with a glance at the stamp on the back. The dealer said he'd make sure the seller got a reward, and instead sent the police after him. The thief pled guilty and served 8 months in prison. And while the painting was returned to its rightful home, people around the world continued to chatter about its disappearance. Over time, they just kept chattering, and these days Mona Lisa is one of the most famous women in the world. Of course, everyone has haters, including her. In 1956, a Louvre visitor threw acid at her, and another person pelted her with a rock. She was attacked with spray paint in 1974, and a rogue coffee cup in 2009, but thankfully she had already been protected by bulletproof glass by the time those two incidents took place. In May of 2022, she was smeared with cake by a climate change protester. However, the bulletproof glass prevented any lasting damage. Today's episode is based on the article, Why is the World So Captivated by the Mona Lisa? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Michelle Konstantinovsky. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills, We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.